Well, well, what do you think of this, Wilma? Mighty funny, eh?
Great!
Oh, my God.
Here's Johnny.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Bullseye! Bullseye!
You complete me.
No way.
I could have been a contender.
I don't think so.
That's hysteria!
It is time to celebrate movies on this Friday, and we're joined by our movie crew, Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, co-hosts of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. And the movie that we're looking ahead to is the movie Drive. And in honor of this, you guys actually got one of the stars of the film, Christina Hendricks, to talk about this movie. She's most famous, Christina Hendricks is, for playing Joan Holloway on Mad Men. She has two movies hitting theaters this week. Drive, which stars Ryan Gosling, and I Don't Know How She Does It, which stars Sarah Jessica Parker. Also, Christina can be seen on the Emmys telecast, which is occurring this Sunday, right, Kristen?
Yeah, she's nominated for the second time in a row for Best Supporting Actress in a Drama.
Okay, so she's on Mad Men, which is a drama, which, you know, to a certain extent, Drive is a drama too, right, Rafer?
Yeah, well, it's more of a crime flick, more of a film noir, but yeah, I guess you could call it a drama.
So, a very gory drama.
A very gory drama, yes.
And quite violent, I understand.
Very violent, yes.
Did she explain to you why she decided to go with this role?
Yeah, I was curious. I had asked her why because, the movie's gotten a lot of buzz. Nicholas Winding Refn, who's the director, won the Best Director Prize at Cannes for this movie, but of course she wouldn't have known that when she took the role. And I was asking her what attracted her to the script, and this is what she said.
I was really attracted to it because I had seen a movie called Bronson that mm-hmm. Nicholas Winding Refn directed, who also directed Drive. And it was one of the most exciting movies I had seen in a really long time. And I said, who is this guy? And I hope I get to work with him someday. So when I read Drive, I was very eager to be a part of the project. And I really think, obviously, the cast is fantastic with Albert Brooks and Ryan Gosling and Carey Mulligan and all these amazing people. Bryan Cranston, but really I think it's this director is really something special, and he's really unique, and it is incredibly stylish, it is violent, it has this energy about it that I think people are going to really respond to.
Higher energy than a Driver's Ed film, I guess.
Yes, yeah, yes, much higher.
So. I saw some good
cautionary
crash
tale,
films, yeah.
Driver's Ed film.
Well, that's Christina Hendricks speaking to our Movie Date podcast team, Rafer Guzman, also film critic for Newsday as well, and Kristen Meinzer, also a producer here at The Takeaway. So did you guys both saw the film?
Yes, and I loved it.
Yeah?
Very, very stylized, totally different from anything else out there. It almost kind of creates its own genre. It has sort of an 80s feel to it at the same time that it has a little bit of a Double Indemnity feel to it.
And you agree, Rafer?
I liked it a lot. I would say it's very 80s. He's wearing one of those silk jackets with the embroidered scorpion on the back.
Okay.
You know, it's really.
So this goes beyond the Fast and Furious franchise. Is something fundamentally different?
It's really a throwback to the 80s. Those 80s film noirs, things like To Live and Die in L.A. or Thief by Michael Mann. Those kinds of movies. And I mean, it's got like a synth rock soundtrack. The credits are in hot pink handwriting. It's very. Very self-consciously 80s.
And Kristen, you asked her about this character. She seems to think that there's not a lot of difference between this character she plays in Drive and her character, Joan Holloway, in Mad Men. Here's what she said.
Well, I always think Joan's a little bit of a bad girl, too.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's fun to be able to play all these different characters. And going to work and playing Joan Holloway is one of my favorite joys in life. But so was this, and completely different. And working with Ryan and working with this director, Nicholas, it was an incredible experience.
You guys, you wouldn't have liked this movie as much if you hadn't gotten to hobnob with the star, right?
Well, that's not true. I love a violent movie. You know me.
And the violence is incredible. I have to just reiterate this.
Yes.
This is a very, very, very violent movie. In violent in ways that you probably have never seen before on film.
Okay, so
knives,
a departure
hammers,
for the title character, the Ryan Gosling, who a lot of people know from The Letter, right? I mean, how is he in this movie?
He doesn't say a lot. He's the quiet, violent type.
He's Steve McQueen.
Yes, well, he's almost Clint Eastwood. He has no name. He's just called Driver.
Ah.
He's one of those enigmatic anti-heroes.
Which I assume that you guys are recommending this Christina Hendricks film, which is Drive, which comes out this movie, over her other one that comes out this weekend, I Don't Know How She Does It, starring Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, the working mother comedy. Yeah. Well, that's I wasn't exactly the target audience for that one. But,
and unfortunately, I missed it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm planning on seeing it this weekend.
Well, wait a minute. You weren't the target audience. So you know how your wife does it? Is that what you're saying? That
you
mothers
know
do not get a break or something?
You know what's weird about the movie, the Sarah Jessica Parker movie, is that it's this movie that seems to actually condemn everybody else who isn't a working mother. It's like that's the only valid lifestyle choice in the film. It's a very strange movie. If you're single, you get sidelined. If you don't want children, you're kind of a tragic figure.
Maybe it really works for them.
I found that the film had no sympathy for anybody else except for the working mother, and I found that a little offensive.
Is part of this the problem that Sarah Jessica Parker has a little difficulty getting over the Sex and the City threshold? She's so identified with that character.
Yeah, guess what? She speaks directly to the camera all the time, like she does in Sex and the City. It's I find that a very irritating gimmick.
Meaning she's having trouble getting over that threshold as much as the audience is getting over it.
That could be.
Actually seeing her is something else. I want to play one more comment here from your interview with Christina Hendricks, because she's kind of in this in-between phase, which she may or may not negotiate successfully.
Sure.
Trying to move from TV to films, and it looks, Rafer, like you asked her about that.
It doesn't really feel like a transition. You know, it's a different project and it's different material, but you really go about preparing and going to work in the same way. And really, my goal is just to work on quality material. I'm not sort of biased towards film or theater or TV in particular. I want to do all of it, and it's really about the material and maintaining, quality projects and getting to work on things that I think are as good as Mad Men, which I happen to think is quite excellent. Mm-hmm. So it's really just about finding other great material.
Although Mad Men started in 2007, so it's going to be winding up eventually.
Eventually, sure.
She's living large, though. She is definitely living large.
That's right, an interview with Christina Hendricks. You can hear the entire thing by logging onto themoviedate.org or just download the Movie Date podcast at the iTunes store with our two guests, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, takeaway culture producer. Let's go back to this stumper of a trivia question.
Boy.
In Drive, Ryan Gosling plays a Hollywood stuntman who moonlights as a driver. But in the 1980s, there was a long-running TV show about a stuntman who moonlighted as a bounty hunter. What movie star played that title character?
I have no idea.
I am completely clueless. I
yeah,
have no idea.
Completely.
I have no idea.
John?
I have no idea.
My brother
Burt Reynolds.
No, but
I have no idea.
Kind of that era. My brother used to watch a show. It was The Fall Guy, and it starred Lee Majors.
Oh, right.
Oh, of course.
The Fall Guy.
Oh, God.
The Fall Guy. Right after The Fall Guy.
That's right.
And Love Boat. All right, that's our trivia. Nothing trivial, though, about thetakeaway.org. Actually, go to our website. See if you can name all the movies we played in that audio montage in our intro. We'll switch them up each week and see how good your ears are at thetakeaway.org. We want to get your take on poverty, the extraordinary numbers that came out this week. Laura from Providence, Rhode Island, texted us this. America cares. Our leaders, however, for the most part, care mostly for protecting the wealthy or the rich. Dark Horse Ski on our website says the problem is that we care way too much for the poor, but we have set up our government much like helicopter parents and restrict the growth of those citizens by making them completely dependent upon that parent. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.